Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the guys and gals going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail and the packages all over the countryside, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, which has now become more expensive with OPEC telling us to go pound sand, I guess, because they cut their production 1 million barrels a day yesterday. Now, don't forget, we also have our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there delivering the packages that they have to deliver. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. Trump Social is what some people call it because it's Trump's website. And then, of course, we're also over on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the hilltop up there north of me, looking down this way, is none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a balmy 70 degrees here right now on one side of the building, 71 on the other side, and I'm sure it's warmer where George the Godfather is. And George, thank you for chiming in this morning. I'm going to read your message here that you just sent me in a minute, George. But first, Denise and I have to say the pledge. You ready?
Yep.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Okay, George is down in Mar-a-Lago, and George just sent me a message and asked me to read it, so here I go. Attention all Trump supporters. Trump needs you. Monday, April the 3rd, down at 10 a.m., the airport on Southern Boulevard, the road there, side road, to wave flags and to give him some patriotic send-off. He's looking forward to support of the people. I imagine he probably is leaving to go up to New York and That's right there at the airport. That's West Palm Beach, right? Isn't that the airport?
It's been a long time, so I couldn't tell you what street and where he flies out of.
Okay, I think that's where that is. But anyway, there you go. And so anyway, there's a lot of people that will probably be there standing alongside the road waving American flags and waving Trump flags. So thanks for the information, George. And I know George is down there right now.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So that's a good thing. And by the way, it should be mentioned, and we are going to talk about it in the second segment here, that the Democrats are extremely concerned over the support that Donald Trump is getting, because it looks like this thing is backfiring right in their face. But what I want to talk about right now is something that was said yesterday about Gordon Chang. The Chinese People's Liberation Army is entering through the southern border. Gordon Chang suggested that Michael Young, the war correspondent who's been spending his time in the Darien Gap where these migrants are located, he's saying now they've been saying that what he's been seeing is exactly what he thought, males of military age who are unaccompanied with families, which suggests to him that these are People's Liberation Army or Ministry of State Security agencies. They are definitely Southeastern Asian by descent.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, I would say that we should not be trusting anybody that's coming across that southern border. And, you know, our dereliction of duty, and I don't mean, you know, civilians, but I mean the Department of Homeland Security, has provided a colossal opportunity for rogue countries to exploit our vulnerabilities, and that's precisely what has happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Mayorkas was up on the Hill last week giving testimony, and Ted Cruz asked him about the wristbands that these migrants are wearing, and Mayorkas said he had no idea what they are. Well, they're wristbands. They've been in use for several years, and they're color-coded. So that just tells you that this Department of Homeland Security has no concept of what's really happening.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. A lot more interesting stuff coming your way.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, in this edition, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico, of course, has been saving people money on their insurance for well over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, if you've got a car, if you've got a truck, and you want to get a rate quote and see if you can save some money, how about maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV? Now, that's the way you can start bundling things together and save money that way, too. But where you really, truly save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance along with your car insurance on a Geico policy. You'll save a bundle of money that way. All you got to do is go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, to do it either on the web or to set up an appointment with your insurance agent. You'll find out who it is, and then you go from there and talk to the agent. Whatever you want to do, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and save yourself some money. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had a question here from Uncle Rick. Now, I'm not sure that we can even answer this, even if we knew, you or me. It says, Captain, this is Uncle Rick. How many enemy boomers are in the Gulf of Mexico and in the tongue of the ocean in the Bahamas?
Well... If there are, and, you know, we shouldn't dismiss it. I like the way he thinks. We shouldn't dismiss that notion, but we would never be told that. You know, there's no answer that I can possibly give. But I would say that I appreciate his thought on this one, and the reason is because he's thinking the way that we should all be thinking of what those risks are. We know that Iran has got some interesting relationships and some Navy ships. I think it was Brazil, if I remember right.
Right.
And, you know, with that kind of thing that's happening, I would say there's a high probability that, you know, there could be some other assets that are places where it would be a real threat to the United States. I've often said that if we came to a situation that we had during the Cuban Missile Crisis and how President Kennedy handled that, he was on it for days and days and days and days and days.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a person in this White House, not a person, least of which would be the president. We don't have a person in this White House that is, would one, take it seriously, or two, do anything about it. And he doesn't even have the mental capacity to do that. But he's also got a National Security Council that is not taking any of these things seriously either. So it does, this among many other things, scares me.
Well, I'm with you on that one because I remember the way things used to be, and of course we used to hide under the desk and all that stuff. I remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, so do you, and the Cuban Missile Crisis was real. It actually happened. We remember seeing some of those pictures of the shots being fired across the bow to turn these Russian warships away with the missiles that were on board. I mean, it was something.
Well, it wasn't so much those that were on board, that was those that were already
mm-hmm.
planted in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
between the National Security Council, well, let me say it this way. We have an intelligence community that we've lost complete faith in.
Yep.
And we've lost all trust in. If you ever listen to any kind of testimony that CIA gives before, Congress, this woman has no concept mm-hmm. of what, should be necessarily going on when it comes to the work that the CIA is supposed to do internationally, none, zero, and that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Now, an anti-Putin Russian military blogger.
No, he was a pro-Putin.
All right, well, this said anti, that's what the headline said, but oh well. Russian military blogger was killed in a St. Petersburg bomb blast yesterday.
He was in a cafe, apparently doing some kind of a, event. And a woman that apparently this person knew came up to him and gave him a kind of like a little trophy slash statue. So they knew each other, and she bestowed it upon him, and about 10 minutes later, the thing blew up. So this could make things go sideways, and this happened in St. Petersburg, and this could, you know, Moscow, the Kremlin's going to use this against the West, and especially against Ukraine, and blame it on somebody there. But this was a pro-Kremlin military blogger, and it is a big deal because he has, I'll be hard pressed to tell you, you know, necessarily what his name is, Maxim Fomin, I think his name,
mm-hmm.
and he operates under the pseudonym of Vladan Tatarsky. He was born actually in eastern Ukraine. He has supported the pro-Russian secessionist movement in Donbass. And he's been on, he's got 600,000 followers, or he did. But anyway, we know that, I think the Kremlin is going to use this against the West. And, this little cafe, by the way, is called the Street Food Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it, belongs to Prigozhin. Now, who is Yevgeny Prigozhin? He's the one that is one of Putin's closest collaborators, and he is the owner of the Wagner Group. So this one could be, I think we need to kind of keep an eye on this one, and this also happens about the same time that our Secretary of State picks up the phone and calls his counterpart over in Russia, demanding that the Wall Street Journal investigative reporter be released. I don't know that that went anywhere, but he did at least make that demand. So here we are, kind of in a groveling situation. I would argue that, remember, at the end of the Obama administration, they closed three diplomatic posts, and, you know, and the reasons are a little varied on why Obama did that, but they closed a diplomatic post here in the United States. I think there was one in New York, one in New Jersey, and one in San Francisco. I would argue that we probably ought to do that again. I think that we ought to start taking a stand, but this administration is too feeble. It just, it does not do those kinds of things. So I'm very worried about all things foreign policy. Very, very, very worried.
George is warning us about something else. He says, let's not forget that we have 575,000 Chinese students in our colleges.
Every one of them are spies.
Mm-hmm.
Or have the potential to be one.
Mm-hmm.
Operatives.
Yep.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, of course, George is reminding us again that around 10 o'clock at the West Palm Beach Airport by the Trump plane, he's reminding anybody that can come to wave Trump flags or American flags to come out and wish the president well. He's looking forward to seeing his supporters, is what we're being told by George, who happens to be right there right now by that plane.
Okay, cool.
All righty. Okay. I will talk to you later on, and I'm sure we're going to have plenty to talk about tonight after this got coming up here. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great things she has to offer. FoundersCode.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A tornado watch is in effect for most of North Texas tonight. A similar tornado watch is in effect for southern Oklahoma. Tornadoes yesterday left a trail of destruction over 30 miles long in Tennessee. 13 people killed there, 30 people overall during the massive storm that hit a large part of the country. Senator Joe Manchin is calling on lawmakers to just do their job.
I talk to people around the country. They can't take it anymore. They're just tired.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the West Virginia Virginia Democrat dismissed the efforts of House Republicans to investigate the Manhattan prosecutor who's investigating former President Trump. A congressman feels he's got the answer to stopping school shootings.
If we had a minimum of two armed guards or police officers at every single school in America, you'd probably prevent these from here on out.
That's Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. First one is right here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay there in Clearwater. On the other side of the bay, and you can reach them by looking them up on the web, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. The second one is up outside Boston, in the great state of Massachusetts, namely Concord, which is just outside the city of Boston, Massachusetts, and a National Aviation Academy has a campus there, along with a hangar. So, again, naa.edu on the website, that's naa.edu on the website, and once you look at the website, call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, you could go to one, or you can go to both. Doesn't matter. Make up your mind that way. Then the phone number is going to be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 for the National Aviation Academy. Now, keep in mind, when you call them up, all you got to do is say, I want to take the tour of whichever campus it is you decide to choose I'm going to. Either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. If you want to go to both, you can schedule an appointment to go see them both. See one day and one a couple days later or whatever, however you want to do it. Some people fly up. Some people drive up. Some people make it a week trip, whatever. Whatever floats your cork, how's that? You'll be glad you did. You'll find out all about them, and you'll know what it is you want to do. They are the absolute best at what they do. That, I can promise you. And once you complete their training, you'll have a job in your hand more times than not. People will want to hire you because of the reputation the school has. So there you go. Now, we have a situation where the Ukraine is just going nutso, especially in the eastern part of the Ukraine. A couple of the major cities there are all but totally and completely destroyed. The Russians are in a position to ask them to retreat or to give up or just to stop fighting and come out from wherever they're hiding. Whether or not the Ukrainians will do that there is a good question. I kind of doubt it. They haven't done it anywhere else, so why would they do it there? And it's not the end of the ship yet if they can get the equipment that they need to put up a fight. Now, there are a few tanks starting to make it to the Ukraine. Not very many, but a few. Remember, they need a lot more than what they're currently getting. They're going to have about 19 or 20 tanks here in the not-too-distant future, within maybe a week or so, before they get some of the rest of them. And when it comes to aircraft, they could use 40 or 50 planes right now, but they're only going to get about a dozen or so over the first week or two before they get the rest of what they're looking for. So hopefully they can hold out. No guarantee. And, of course, the Army Material Command boss says that logistics are the key to future warfare everywhere around the world. And obviously that's true. In addition, the U.S. Air Force sent some F-35s to defend NATO. And unfortunately for them, the eastern flank has become the perfect proving ground to see what the F-35 can do against the Russian aircraft that's there and the Russian air defenses and whatnot. By the way, the VA got caught literally with their pants down. Roughly 280,000 student veterans and dependents could have faced a delay in benefits when it came time to paying their rent. The VA has now rushed a fix for the payment problem before the rent is due. Thank goodness for small miracles on that one, because that would have created a huge mess at a time when people just don't need to have that kind of a mess. In addition, the nine Army troops that were killed in the Fort Campbell helicopter crash, the two helicopters that went down, have all been identified now, and arrangements are being made to have the funerals as we speak. Terrible situation. Just a terrible situation that hopefully will never happen again. Hopefully. We'll see. In the meantime, when you deal with Russia, when you deal with Ukraine, when you deal with China, when you deal with other entities that just don't get along, don't talk, don't whatever, then you reap what you sow. And unfortunately, we are getting nowhere rapidly with the way we're proceeding with things here. Now, one would think that you could sit down and rationally have a conversation about, surrender, giving up, a peaceful withdrawal of troops and civilians. But no, not Russia. Mm-mm. They've got to continue to flatten a city or cities just because they can. And this is part of the problem that we have with Russia and whatnot. And Fred, thank you very much. Fred is reminding me that we remember from the Cuban Missile Crisis, we're learning that there were some back-channel deals in the works. JFK reportedly gave up some bases in Turkey for the price to pay the peace in our hemisphere. Joe Biden cannot stop robocalls and could not shoot down a balloon that flew over our own land. And that's Fred in Fort Lauderdale. You are so right, Fred. You are so right. He's asking about the slaughter of Ukrainian combatants and civilians underfunding the European war. Which is worse, funding this European war or underfunding? Well, right now, why don't you ask the civilians that in the Ukraine? Why don't you ask the civilians in the Ukraine what's worse? Dying because you've got incoming missiles being launched on you? Or having the ability to be able to defend yourself, to drive the enemy out of your territory? I think I know what the answer would be for that. Anyway, we'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Lots more to talk about today.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warren, I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, Moss Acura has got a dealership right here in North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And I'll tell you what, you can find out more about them by going to their website, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Now, what you'll find out right away is if you serve, you save at Moss Acura. What that means is all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether or not you are and have been EMS or police or fire, also all church pastors too, get a tremendous discount on your new or your pre-owned vehicle at Moss Acura. Now, you also get the benefit of having Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open to savings. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
What did you think of the women's basketball championship, LSU, whooping up on the opponent?
Yeah, last night was an early bedtime for me, so I didn't watch any of the ball games last night.
Well, I'll tell you what, these women, you'd want to talk about good. Holy smokes.
Oh, yeah. Wow. More of an old school type of basketball, moving the ball around, and I enjoy watching the style.
Yep. And it was kind of like watching the old days of the NBA.
Absolutely.
Yep. But anyway, let's get into something here. Gordon Chang yesterday brought in some information about China and about people seeing more and more of the young Chinese males coming across the border by themselves and suddenly just disappearing on the other side of the border, and where they're going, nobody knows. But we've got some 575,000 enrolled in colleges in the United States right now, and the majority of the people that you ask about this will tell you, in no uncertain terms, they're spies.
Well, it's a possibility. Again, they don't know, for a fact. They obviously are coming in as students, but this has been going on for a long period of time. We've actually had, cases where, certain colleges and universities and professors working with the Chinese government on things. They pay full tuition when they come, and the colleges and universities like that. And, this should be a surprise. This is nothing new. It's been going on for a period of time. I mean, we got Chinese police departments and cities around the country where, sure, that's set up. So,
sure do.
I've been on Fox Business with Gordon Chang and spoken with him in the past. I know he's on top of this, but, I don't know the situation at the border. I would think that, gee whiz, I think the Border Patrol might want to pay a little closer attention to that. I don't know how exactly they're slipping through, if they're actually seeing them. But it's interesting.
Well, the person that's seen them has been a reporter who's been set up at an observation post watching for these people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been seeing them and even going so far as to take pictures with night vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, the Border Patrol, this is something that they should be working on, but it's overwhelming right now. There really isn't, much border.
Now, let me ask you a question, because China is apparently right now daring to fight the U.S. reserve currency status. What exactly are they doing?
They've been saying this for a while. They want to establish an alternative, and certain countries around the globe are attracted to this because of how we handled Russia and their banking system after the invasion of Ukraine, with the SWIFT system. The dollar is a reserve currency around the globe. And again, I don't know how China would play this, because they own so much of our debt too, that it would be, obviously hurt that position that they have there. But it allows, if we weren't the reserve currency in the world, let's be honest here, we wouldn't be 30-something trillion dollars in debt. That's just the reality of the situation. The United States bond market's the most liquid market in the world. If there is an alternative to that, it's going to change that dynamic to some degree.
Well, there is a report of a new order, an association between five major emerging national economies, including Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, which would put the interests of a unified global South first, utilizing financial institutions that would upend a U.S. reserve currency status.
It's a little bit easier said than done. Obviously they're trying to make headway into the Middle East as well. And I'm sure that they'll, probably working with some of the, left of center governments in South America. But it's out there. Whether or not they're going to be able to accomplish something like that is going to be a little bit different. Again, one of the partners in that is Russia, and their economy is, quite frankly, just not that strong. So it's not like that they're helping out in regards to this. They're not in a very big economy.
Well, China is the one encouraging the countries to take a bet against America using the yuan, I guess that's the way you say that, and other currencies instead of the dollar.
Yeah. Again, it would be to their benefit, and I could totally understand what they're trying to do. Whether or not people go along with that, I don't. I'm not so sure. I'm sure you'll get some countries, absolutely, but I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult than everyone actually thinks.
Now, I think you just mentioned the SWIFT system, correct?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically a transfer, you know, of payment. And how it's recorded, and it's kind of like almost like an operating language, if you will, in regards to banking. And you know, with the sanctions that were put on Russia, it hurt their banking, and it took them off that system. And certain countries thought that was kind of weaponizing money and banking, and you know, they didn't take too kindly to that and how it was handled. But again, I think it's like you said, they keep talking about this, but it's much more difficult than everybody's letting it out to be.
Well, this is what I know about it, and I'll summarize it with this. The internationalization of the Chinese currency has made remarkable progress in recent years, noting that while it only accounts for 7% of all of the foreign exchange trades globally, that the yuan has become the world's fifth largest payment currency, the third largest currency in trade settlements, and the fifth largest reserve currency altogether.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, though, doesn't it? Based upon its size of its economy, I mean, that's just not, I wouldn't be, you know, those are not surprising numbers by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, if it was, you put the entire, European Union together with the euro, I mean, that's obviously, a very, very large economy as a whole, as a block. But, China is a fairly large economy, but they're also having demographic problems as well, whereas their population is no longer going to be growing. It's going to be going in the opposite direction, where India is going to be a much, larger player in the world demographically based upon their population as it continues to grow. And again, they're not best buddies by any stretch. I mean, they got a lot of, they shoot at one another over Kashmir and certain other areas, which is Pakistan, but China and India have had their issues for a while.
Well, finally, Tesla has got record deliveries, but they've missed all their sales estimates.
Well, they lowered the prices on a lot of things, which obviously probably hit that. But they're, still without a doubt the big dog when it comes to electric vehicles. I mean, no one is even close to them. Not even close.
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Christopher Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer, and I'll be right back with Frank Salvato.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.